Los Angeles star outfielder Mike Trout is set to become the highest paid athlete in the history of American sports. The 27-year-old will sign a deal worth $430 million over 12 years, which dwarfs the next richest professional sports contract by $100 million. News of the deal has had the sports world talking and left us here at The Takeaway wondering, what does that mean for the future of baseball and professional athletes in general? And so we decided we're going to reach out to Dave Zirin, the sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, we're not making $430 million, but I'm happy to have you on the show anyway.
Well, happy to be here. Thank you so much. Let me tell you something. This is an eye-popping number. And yes, the whole sports world is agog with the ramifications of this contract.
I mean, let's talk about, first of all, baseball, 12 years feels like a really long time in any sport. But how does this 430 compare to other Major League Baseball contracts?
Well, as you said, it's the top contract by over $300 million, dwarfing the previous top deal that was just signed by Bryce Harper, which was over 13 years, $330 million. And let me tell you, by the economics of the game, we have to say Mike Trout deserves it. I mean, by age 26, he had the greatest statistics in the history of Major League Baseball, I mean, which is a stunning thing to say. I mean, at age 26, his wins over replacement, which is called WAR, wins against replacement, which is like how good you are relative to the next best player at your position, was the highest in Major League history. So if anybody was going to make this kind of money, it was going to be Mike Trout.
And yet, Dave, I had no idea who Mike Trout was. Yes. He's not a name that rolls off the tongue, and I like baseball, so what gives?
Well, first of all, you're right. If Mike Trout walked into this radio booth right now with a big sign around his neck that said, "Hi, my name is Mike Trout," it still might be tough to figure out that this is, in fact, Mike Trout. And that's one of the big criticisms of the deal, that unlike a player like Bryce Harper, who's such a well-known face and figure in the game, Mike Trout doesn't bring that oomph the way that other players in Major League Baseball or in American sports do. But at the same time, we have to realize that the California Angels, the team that signed him, or the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels, or whatever they're calling themselves these days, they have a $3 billion cable TV contract. They draw over 3 million fans a year. And so the idea that they would give him this kind of money, they're one of the few teams, frankly, that would have been able to do it and could have been able to afford it.
Dave, are mega deals like this what we're going to see going forward for elite baseball players in particular? What does this tell us about the future of these deals?
Well, it's interesting because Major League Baseball has a salary problem right now, and you're seeing class, if you will, develop on Major League teams in a pretty profound way. I mean, you might need Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or a Bernie Sanders to come step in and say something about Major League Baseball and how the rich and the poor are, you're seeing a big divide between the two. Currently, two-thirds of Major League teams have actually cut payroll while these mega deals are being handed out. And that gap is something that's making a lot of people very nervous about the future of the game. Two-thirds of teams cutting payroll. There are over 100, you could call them the middle-class free agents, who are still out there waiting to be signed. And the union is requesting an audit to figure out, why is it that all these Major League teams are cutting payroll? They feel like they're in crisis mode because their union members aren't getting signed. Teams are slashing payroll, and yet this is happening side by side with players like Mike Trout getting these mega deals.
I think a lot of people think, okay, I make 400 kajillion million dollars a year or over 12 years. I'm a multimillionaire for life. Maybe that's the case for Mike Trout, but you just started pointing out the sort of class disparities that are really emerging here in Major League Baseball. What about other professional sports? Are there similar issues when it comes to the big money contracts and then the rest of the players, if you will?
There certainly is. I think in Major League Baseball right now, you're seeing a crisis in that class divide that dwarfs any other sport. But in every sport, we deal with these realities because the typical career in the National Football League is 3.5 years. I believe in Major League Baseball and the NBA, it's something like 5 or 6 years. So you're not dealing with much more time than that. So most people are really just hanging on to the edge of their jobs. I mean, we hear about the superstars, we hear about the big money deals, but the reality is that on these teams, you do have these huge gaps between the players who get the lion's share of what a team is going to pay and then the rest of the players. I mean, even on an NBA squad, you'll have three players making the majority of a team's salary cap of what they can spend. And if you think about that, that means 75% of the roster are really just fighting for what's left. And, you know, that can distort dynamics on different teams and create a situation where those players aren't really valued. You know, you're thinking that this is a superstar league or a players league, and if you have star players, then you're going to be fine. Well, look at the LA Lakers this year with LeBron James. Their record as we're doing this radio broadcast is 31-40. Their record last year without LeBron James after 71 games, 31-40. So it's a lot more than having a great superstar. You actually have to have players around that superstar who can create team culture, team vibe, and team continuity. And you're not having that valued in the same kind of way that you did in decades past. I'm sorry if that makes me sound very old, where if I say in my day teams were unified and they had players weren't making big disparities of money, but I will say it makes a very big difference in terms of the product on the floor.
Dave, it's okay. I mean, in my day, you know, I remember what you're talking about. But I do think, I mean, what does this tell us? You know, specifically going back to baseball, like minor league players are basically scratching, yeah, you know, the surface, just trying to get by. Could you unpack a little bit more about what happens, you know, when you have a LeBron James or when you have a Mike Trout or somebody like that on the team who's making that much money? I mean, isn't there a calculation that the team itself, the managers are factoring in here that goes beyond what, for example, what Mike Trout can do on the field? Aren't they banking on, you know, public relations? Are they banking on marketing?
Well, they certainly should be. And one of the things that the Angels like about Mike Trout a lot is that he's well known for reaching out to those minor league players. Like one of the downsides is that he's not this nationally known figure or even locally known figure in terms of his profile. One of the pluses is that it also means he doesn't have a big head. And he's always reaching out to the younger players, always reaching out to the minor league players and attempting to create that kind of team unity. And it'll be a real test, though, of his ability to play that kind of role now that he's going to be making a huge portion of what they're paying in salary. And this is an important thing to point out that I don't want to get lost in this discussion, is that one of the reasons why you're seeing so many teams cut payroll, two-thirds of teams cutting payroll, as I said earlier, is because teams are not dependent on winning for higher revenue. They're depending on cable deals, they're depending on public subsidies, and that creates, I think, also a very distorting environment where teams don't feel like they have to put the best possible product on the field. I mentioned earlier the Angels have a $3 billion local cable television contract. If that's the case, are you really worried about the fact that you're constantly finishing behind the Houston Astros in the standings? And that's an important thing for Mike Trout to think about as well, because now he's in a position where we can pressure management in the Angels to actually improve the team. Because if this goes 13 years and if Mike Trout continues his greatness and has a Hall of Fame career but doesn't have any bling on those fingers, no championship rings, then it won't be enough to say cash rules everything around me, because in sports, rings rule everything around you.
On that note, Dave Zirin is the sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thank you again for joining us. We always appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.